Hello, beautiful people. It's Regina Coley, aka the Motivator, Educator, and Cultivator. And I wanted to come on today because I just thought of something just so prolific. I was on the phone with my mother yesterday, and I was talking to her about these lizards that we have here in the South. And these lizards really, really creep me out. They're little slinky bodies. And the problem was that I think one of the lizards has had lizard babies. Because every night when we come in, it's like they gravitate towards our front porch light. And I kept telling her, I was like, I'm so scared of these doggone lizards. What can I do? I don't want to kill them. Like, I can't kill a lizard, but I just want them to go away. What can I put out that will repel them from the space? Because they literally have taken over. I said, and what turned into one has turned into multiples because I think one of the lizards has had babies. And so she was telling me, she said, you know what, just, you're going to have to learn how to master that, you know, go outside and spray and just put the things out that you need to do daily to make sure that they don't show up. And she said, the more and more that you treat the yard, the less of them that you will see, pretty much. And so it's like, you know, duh, but what can I use? Like, I need something really specific. I need solutions here. What can I do? And she's like, just spray everywhere. Spray everywhere that you think that they're coming around and just do it every single day. Prepare, you know, if you know they're going to come out at night, do it just before dawn and just get out there and spray till you don't see anything coming out. And so I thought about it today as I was getting ready to start my complaint because I see the sun going down and I was thinking to myself again, oh, heaven forbid I have to go out and get something from the car or if I need to leave because we don't have something here in the house, then here I am trying to run out the door again or run back in the house to not look at these lizards. And the other day I almost tripped and fell, you know, out the step out my home. So I really wanted to be careful. But anyway, as I'm sitting there thinking about it, I said, you know what? The message that she kept saying to me kept replaying in my head. Master it or it's going to master you. And that got me to thinking, master it before it masters you. How many little nuisances do we allow in our lives that come and go, that start off really small, that we've allowed to duplicate, that we've allowed to multiply because we're scared to confront it? How many instances of things have we allowed to permeate our space, to cause us to be fearful, to cause us to shrink back, to cause us to run in the opposite direction because we don't want to face it? We're not willing to confront the problems in our lives. And so I'm here as a reminder for you to step out to the lizards that are in your life and learn how to master them. Learn how to do the things daily that you need to do that are going to repel those things from showing back up in your life. I think so often we get frustrated with our circumstances because we're just thinking to ourselves, some hindrance is going to come again that is going to cause us frustration in our lives, that's going to cause setbacks, that's going to cause us to slow down, that may cause us to run in the opposite direction from our purpose, but we really need to confront those things head on. Procrastination, I confront you head on today. I'm going to repel anything that can get into my way that's going to cause me to slow down, sit down, or stop what it is that I'm doing because I just don't feel like it today, or I'm scared today, or maybe this opportunity isn't right for me. Sometimes we miss some of the little messages that come into our lives and we throw them off as not important, or, you know, hey, this was a message about a lizard. This had nothing to do with anything. But the real message there was that there are so many other things. I'm worth talking about a lizard. Like, that's just one of the many things that I need to continue to focus on in my life and just simply learn how to master, learn how to confront. And I think sometimes as women, we avoid confrontation because that sounds like drama. That sounds like a fight. That sounds like something I shouldn't be running towards, but running away from. But confrontation in this sense is good because it will allow us to really look head on at what needs to be happening. Now, when I got out there, and I did get my butt out there today because I said, not tonight. Oh, not tonight, y'all. I went out there today and I started to spray In my garden, I was actually just spraying some weeds that I saw that was growing up into the sidewalk. But as I was just putting the pesticide out, I started to see lizards jumping around the grass. And what I was paying attention to is, where are they going to hide? So as I was out there confronting the problem that I was having, I started to notice spaces and places in my yard where I never noticed them running before. I started to see the hidden crevices that they were in and hiding and making their home. That was something I probably would not have seen had I not gone out and searched. So today, I challenge you, go out, confront the problems that are coming in, causing distraction and disruptions in your life, and decide today that you are going to master them. You will not allow them to master you. Here's to cultivating your best business and your best life. See you next episode.